we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection in Dallas, February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back. I'm sure glad you're in camp with us today at Kender Outdoors. And if this is your first time here, welcome. Make yourself at home. America lost a true hero on Monday, December 7th. Brigadier General Chuck Yeager, United States Air Force officer, flying ace, record-setting test pilot. 1947, he was the first person ever to exceed the speed of sound and break that sound barrier. His military career began in World War II as a private. By the time he was finished, more than 30 years later, he was Brigadier General. His life took him all over the globe many times. It was a colorful life. And hunting was a big part of his life. We sat down with General Yeager on his birthday a few years back, and we're going to relive that conversation today. Another great man in U.S. history was President Teddy Roosevelt. His single-action Army Colt pistol sold at auction the other day, and the price was astounding. We're going to talk to Joel Colander about it at Rock Island Auction Company. And we'll also spend a few minutes with the Bassmaster Elite Rookie of the Year, Austin Felix. Pour yourself a cup of coffee. You're in camp with us and our friends here at DSC's Kender Outdoors. We love our dogs, but that constant scratching at the door, digging in the furniture, barking, it'll drive you crazy. There's a solution now. It's called Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It's safe. It's gentle. And over time, it settles the overactive dog. Calming Care. Learn more at my website, kinderoutdoors.com. K-I-N-D-E-R. After a very short off-season, the shortest off-season in Bassmaster Elite history, it's going to be back to work February 11th through the 14th on the St. Johns River in Florida. I know Rick Klun is happy to hear that. He's put a lot of money in the bank down there in the past couple of years. Then it's off to Knoxville, Tennessee at the end of February, fish the Tennessee River. After that, it'll be time for the Bassmaster Classic, Lake Ray Roberts, out of Fort Worth, Texas, March 19th through the 21st. Tom and Joan Campbell up in Fairmont, Minnesota, haven't stopped grinning yet, and they probably won't for a while. They won that Fish with Hank Cherry sweepstakes that Bass put together, and that grand prize included a Bass Cat Saber FTD with a 150 Mercury Pro XS on the back end, Garmin Panoptix Live Scope, Power Pole, etc., etc., etc. Tom and Joan have fished together all of their lives, and all of their lives that's been on Minnesota water. They're dreaming of places like Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Kentucky, and Arkansas now. Joan says, hey, the bass are bigger down there. We're going to go. Nebraska's bighorn sheep hunting season ended a week ago yesterday. They only issue one permit per year, and that permit holder found success, Fort Robinson State Park in the Pine Ridge. His name was Matt Ogden from Grand Island, and he won that permit that is by drawing to Nebraska residents only. Harvested a nice ram, 10 years old. Todd Nordine, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission Big Game and Disease Research Manager, supervises the hunting program, and he said that this ram, with a gross score of 170 and 2/8 on the Boone and Crockett scale, was a trophy caliber sheep. 15-inch bases, which is on the upper end of mass for a good sheep. The ram had good horn length, too, 38 inches on the right side, 34 on the left. Looks like my buddy Bob West up in Iowa and all of his buddies can get ready for next year now. Well, on Tuesday anyway. Iowans can buy that 2021 resident hunting, fishing, and other licenses beginning Tuesday, December 15th. I've often said that everyone that owns a dog should keep Fortiflora in the fridge, but especially you bird dog folks. hard workouts, long road trips, changes in water, changes in routine, all of that can bring on GI upset. Fortiflora fixes that. Fortiflora. Order it from Chewy.com. They'll deliver it directly to your kennel or living room. The National Shooting Sports Foundation released the adjusted National Instant Criminal Background Check System figures for November, and gun sales are still skyrocketing. The year-to-date total, over 19.1 million. November saw 1.9 million background checks for the sale of a firearm, a 45% increase over 2019, the strongest November on record. Vice President Joe Biden, if he ends up in the White House, says that California Attorney General Xavier Becerra will be his Health and Human Services Secretary, pending approval of the Senate, of course. And that's bad news because Becerra's history says he cares more about you not owning a gun than the health of your family. He has a strict gun control and anti-gun background. Wants to treat guns as a health crisis. That'll be their angle to come get them. The firearm industry is deeply concerned with the nomination.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe, like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas, but there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations, sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
There's a lot of brand new gun owners in America this year. In fact, there are about 6.9 million new gun owners. And if you're feeling lonely and left out, you need serious counseling with Robert Cantrell at Texas Outdoors on the Benbrook Weatherford Traffic Circle in Southwest Fort Worth. Stretch out on the old counseling couch and let Robert guide you through the joys of Second Amendment satisfaction. Texas Outdoors has just what the doctor ordered. A large selection of consignment pistols, rifles, and shotguns. And while you're all comfy on that couch, Robert might just slip a pair of those Chippewa snake-proof boots on your feet. Men's and ladies in five different styles. Texas Outdoors has the entire Filson line of shirts, chaps, socks, coats, and luggage, and can order anything Filson that you can dream of. He can even put a West Texas Legend Moremaker knife in your Christmas stocking. Not many folks around here can do that. Texas Outdoors has been in business for 36 Christmases now, which means that old Robert is doing something right, unlikely as that may be. Nothing says Merry Christmas like a new gun from Texas Outdoors in Southwest Fort Worth.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
dove hunting in Argentina is well documented. But as my friends at J.J. Casseria, Cordoba Doves, will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for J.J. Casseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at J.J. Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of J.J. Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Don't have to have four-wheel drive to get to this camp house. The helicopter will do the trick. This is Kinder Outdoors, driven by the Dallas Safari Club.
More and more Americans want to know how to harvest wild game and fish for the family table. DSC is a tremendous starting spot for that wonderful journey. Come see us at biggame.org.
Okay, we're down to the wire. If you have not registered yet, or if your entire family hasn't registered yet, all of your buddies for that Kinder Outdoors, Dillon Manufacturing, Cinnamon Creek Archery, Deck the Blinds with Bows and Arrows contest, you're running out of time. KinderOutdoors.com. Register to win this 6x6 octagon bow and rifle window hunting blind sitting on a 5-foot tower and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Archery. It's our way of saying thanks for listening. Adios, COVID. Hello, Christmas. Go register, KinderOutdoors.com. Well, hey, let's make a little trip on the show today to Rock Island, Illinois, and visit with my friend Joel Colander with Rock Island Auction Company. Always a pleasure. The gun industry in 2020 is seeing phenomenal sales down at, you know, Bass Pro Shop and the mom and pop shops all around, Joel. But, hey, at Rock Island Auction Company, it's no different there. You guys have had a record year.
Yes, we certainly have. I mean, there's been some impacts due to COVID, but this is going to be, without our biggest year that we've ever had. And that's with fewer days of auction than we've typically had in a year.
$91.7 million in sales this year. And you still have an online auction yet to go.
We sure do. It's that December 29th online auction. So, you know, a little late stocking stuffer for some folks. But, yeah, we're not done yet. We've still got a lot to do left this year.
Hey, for folks that don't know, explain how easy it is to participate in a gun auction online, virtual.
Absolutely. There's a different ways. Online at rockauction.com, you can place a number that you want to tell us to go up to. You can actually bid live streaming through our React Live program, or you can even tell us that you want to bid live by phone, and we'll call you before the lot comes up, no matter where you are. As long as you got a phone, we can bid live wherever you are.
Yeah, makes it really, really easy. You guys recently sold a famous gun, and I love it when I get these notes from you. Hey, Billy, look at this. We did it again. Teddy Roosevelt's Colt single-action army pistol. When was this sale?
So this was actually this last weekend. Teddy's gun sold on Saturday. That would have been December 5th. And the bidding was fast and furious. It didn't stop at some of the numbers we typically see. It didn't stop at its high estimate. Its high estimate was all around $550,000. It has a realized price of $1.46 million.
It sold for $1.4 million. And tell us a little bit about this gun. We've got a photo that you included with your note to me that we've got up at KinderOutdoors.com. But it's just a gorgeous pistol.
It is fantastic. It was factory engraved by Kuno Helfricht. Some argue like one of the 19th century's finest Colt factory engravers. It's silver plated, and perhaps the coolest of all is where it falls in Teddy Roosevelt's life. And when it was shipped within 2 weeks, it would have been the 1912 presidential election. It was shipped 4 days prior to his birthday. And then within, I believe it was within 10 days, he found his life in danger when he had that assassination attempt in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, just prior to giving his speech. So not only is it a beautiful funeral home for Colt, but with that Teddy Roosevelt rich history and very, let's just say, a pretty interesting week in his life.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, what a cool pistol. His, of course, he's forever remembered up on Mount Rushmore. He's will forever be remembered with the conservation model in North America, one of the founders of that, and a very important figure there. And a $1.4 million pistol that he actually carried, very special gun. Once again, Joel Tolander, tell us about Rock Island Auction, what you do, and how we can learn more.
Absolutely. Well, you can find us at rockislandauction.com. This up-and-coming year, we're looking to have an auction every single month. So if you go to our website, there's always going to be things for you to look at least several hundred guns at any given time. You can place bids on right there on the website. If you get questions, just give us a call or shoot us an email right there on rockislandauction.com.
Hey, Joel, I always enjoy my visits with you. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, sir. Have a Happy New Year, and always good to hear from you.
Joel Tolander with Rock Island Auction Company up in Illinois. And, wow, a popular pistol last weekend at auction. That was Teddy Roosevelt's Army Colt, $1.4 million. Folks are having great results with Calming Care, that dog that you love so much, but, golly, they're just so destructive, hyperactive. This settles that dog very gently over time and very naturally. It doesn't drug your dog. It's called Calming Care from the trusted researchers at Purina. Learn more when you visit me at KenderOutdoors.com. I'll even save you $5. From Rock Island, Illinois, let's move it on up to Northfield, Minnesota, and Tom Dawkins, world-famous Oak Ridge Kennels. Tom, welcome back. A lot of people are going to get that new puppy in just a couple of weeks when Santa comes. And you're really smart about how to work with those young puppies. Help us out, Tom.
Hey, Bill, training topic for today is will work for food. And I know that we've all, as hunters, you know, we are always looking for fellow hunters out there. I've seen the bumper sticker, and I've seen the bumper stickers out there saying will hunt for food. And the will work for food is something that really applies in dog training as well. Most people don't realize that these canines, you know, they think of them as maybe just family dogs or hunting pets, but really they're pre-programmed to work for food. Being that they are predators by nature, you know, their basic instinct is to go out, work, search, and hunt for their food. So the fact that we have that in place to begin with, it's a great motivational tool, especially for a puppy, to start working on some basic commands before we can really start using a leash or get really serious about any other training. And I know that as early as 7 weeks of age, which is when most people get their puppies home, as soon as we can get that puppy to take a treat out of your fingers, you should be using that as a means to start working on some commands. And I know one thing that we'll start off with right away is we'll use that for the come command, and that puppy is going to be visually seeing that you have something in your hand. We'll give that come command when that puppy runs to us. You know, he's going to get that treat. Treat doesn't have to be anything special. It could be just a little kibble of their normal dog food. And I like to start doing these things before I feed the puppy, obviously, so it doesn't have a full stomach. What this really does is gives me an opportunity to do some repetition and have his attention, which if I was trying to do manual training on a puppy, I wouldn't have that attention span. One little drill that we'll use is we'll have one person on one end of the room with some treats, and then I would have him as well. Call it puppy with the come command, and then hold on to the puppy, let the other person call him with a come command. So the puppy's actually running back and forth between the two of you, and you're getting good repetition, but also that puppy is what? He's working for food. Now, later on in training, we're going to transfer away from that food reward and go to praise. But really, for the first 3 weeks that we have a puppy, we're going to do that. And you're going to find that not only the come command, but you're going to be working on sit. You can use it for the down command, kennel command. There's so many things that you can do with that treat training that if you're not doing this, you're probably wasting that first 3 to 4 weeks by not going through it. And the nice part about it is your puppy is going to be doing these things willingly and really look forward to training. So you should use this to your advantage. Those people who are getting a new puppy, you're going to be way ahead of the game, and you're going to have a puppy with a good attitude going into your serious training. That's our training topic for today. If you'd like to find Dawkins dog training products, you can go to Dawkins.com or a dealer near you.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Tom Dawkins, really proud of our stable of pros here at Kinder Outdoors. Top-notch folks like Tom Dawkins. Austin Felix is the Rookie of the Year. He has the trophy from the Bassmaster Elite Tour. We're going to talk to him about it when we come back from the coffee pot.
Hi, I'm Richard Cheatham, Executive Director of the DSC Foundation. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Hardware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Hunters and fishermen gather here every week. Boy, we need another freezer. This camp house is Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club.
Come to Dallas February 11th through the 14th for DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections. You've never had this much fun raising money for conservation. BigGame.org.
Can you imagine an 8-pound bass on a fly rod? Meredith McCord did it. Lake Ezekiel, Texas, fishing a Zoom Ultra Vibe speed craw. Meredith catches a lot of big fish with her fly rod. She's on the bragging board again at KinderOutdoors.com, and so is Paolo Paccarini with a 43-pound northern fishing in Centro Cador Lake, Italy. Landed and released the record pike. And oh, by the way, that 43-pound northern, it came on a fly rod as well. Bird numbers bad this year. If you're a bird hunter and you've fed those bird dogs and worked with them all year long, you'd like to see some birds under their nose. Well, I can guarantee that'll happen at one of the world's finest upland hunting facilities, and that's Joshua Creek Ranch in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. They're COVID safe and one of the very best in the world, according to Orvis and Beretta. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch when you visit me at KinderOutdoors.com. He's the Rookie of the Year from the Bassmaster Elite Tour, and his name is Austin Felix from Minnesota. Welcome, Austin. I'm sure glad to have you with us today.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. I always love to talk to anybody who wants to talk fishing.
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk about is fishing. And first of all, congratulations. I don't think at any point in history it's been tougher to win a Bassmaster Elite Rookie of the Year trophy. Everyone that is fishing on the tour now, starting in high school, majors in this stuff. And, you know, like yourself, you know, you're a college champion. By the time kids hit, bass fishermen hit high school these days, they're well-educated, and it's a lot tougher by the time you get to the pro ranks to do something like this. So hats off, man.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. The talent is definitely getting a lot younger every day, and it's just, and they got so much at their fingertips now as far as the ability to study and find knowledge that it's hard to find any secrets. You really have to be on top of your game to have success.
Yeah, you had a heck of a season. The Clearwater, you're a Minnesota guy, so the Clearwater was obviously your strong point, but to take that trophy home, man, you've got to learn how to fish in other parts of the world, don't you?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. I fished that FLW Tour for 4 years before jumping over the Elite Series, and that, along with college fishing, kind of opened my eyes and helped me get a good feel for regional fishing, whether it was up north, whether it was blueback herring lakes, whether it was Florida lakes, Ozark-style lakes, Texas, stuff like that. I think it allowed me to compete all across the country and kind of build my angling repertoire, if you will.
Yeah. Hey, to the guy that wants to take that bucket list trip and it's 4 states away, and he's never been in that area before, what's the most important piece of homework that you would advise before they take that trip?
It really depends where you want to go. A lot of it has to do with the weather and the season, whether you're going to catch big ones or whether you're going to catch a lot of fish. I mean, if you're traveling north, it's almost the opposite of traveling south. When you travel south, you seem to catch your biggest fish in the spring and the summer months. And then if you travel north up to New York, smallmouth lakes, that kind of thing, you can have a lot of fish early in the summer. But your biggest fish are most likely going to be coming late in the fall when your southern reservoirs are really, really tough to get fit. That's just mainly the deal. It's just go there with an open mind, and there's so much information at this point on the internet that you should be able to have a good idea of how to be successful, whether you're going to Lake Fork or whether you're going to Okeechobee or Chickamauga or up to Thousand Islands, St. Lawrence, Champlain, that kind of deal, Lake Erie. You'd be able to catch big fish if you just do a little research.
Clark Winlet won Angler of the Year, and boy, I tell you what, you were breathing down his neck there. You had a shot.
Yeah. Going into my last event, it was pretty exciting. Fortunately, the whole season, Clark had such a big lead over most of the field that I wasn't really thinking about Angler of the Year at all until after Chickamauga, which was our second to last event, so I really only had a week to stress about it, and I knew how much knowledge Clark probably had on Lake Fork, so my game plan going into it was really just to stay offshore and hope I could find a little sweet spot or something. It never materialized for me, but my main thing was once I got down there and had to go to work to not focus on Angler of the Year, to try to get the job done. I knew if I was going to get fortunate enough to win Angler of the Year, it was something that was just going to happen, and I essentially had to let it happen and fish this that good. That's basically what we did. Clark had a pretty good tournament at that event, and I had, I think, my worst event of the year, finished 60-something, but you know what, it was really exciting, and I was fortunate enough to still get that Rookie of the Year as a sort of consolation prize. And I'm excited to get started again next year. Clark's an amazing angler, and I've been looking up to him for years, so obviously he deserved it.
Absolutely good. Well, hey, congratulations again, Austin Felix, Bassmaster Elite Rookie of the Year. We're really happy for you.
Hey, thanks again.
I've been talking about this for a few weeks, but at Joshua Creek Ranch, right now, for $800, you can kill 2 Axis does. That is a deal. That's fine eating. For $650, 2 whitetail does. Perfect meat hunt or first hunt. Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. We talked about it briefly with Austin Felix, but scouting a lake, pros that travel to new water all over the country have to do some homework. Kelly Jordan, KJ, I want to talk to you about that.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that you need to know beforehand. It's doing your homework to where you can increase your odds of being successful in a tournament or you know, even not even a tournament, just fishing in general. But for tournament situations, the knowledge that is critical is, number one, you need to know the history of the lake, meaning what has won tournaments at that time of the year in the past years gone by, what's been winning the tournaments the weekend before 2 or 3 of the tournament that you're planning on fishing on a lake. Gives you a ballpark of what you need to be looking for to be competitive. You know, if someone went to Falcon Lake and caught 20 pounds and it's the biggest string they've ever caught in their life, in practice they might think, hey, man, I'm doing great, I'm catching 20 pounds. And they show up at the scale and they finish dead last. Everybody else caught 27 to 45 pounds. That's what you need to know so you can not fall into that trap and think you're doing great and you're actually not doing anything at all. So it pays to know that. You need to know what kind of fish you need to be looking for. You also need to know the conditions. You know, watch the weather, of course. Have a game plan for changing weather if that happens, changing water levels. And then you get into your scouting. with patterns, if you can find what the patterns are that have won a lot of these tournaments, not only the, right before your tournament, but in previous years, you know, say for the last 5 or 6 years, that helps you with your understanding of how a certain lake fishes. And probably if you have records that go back even 10 years, you can probably see what happened with a lot of different conditions and be ahead of the game. Say 1 year the water was really clear. What'd they do then? 1 year it had grass. What'd they do then? 1 year it didn't have any grass. What'd he do then? 1 year it was colder than it than seasonably, you know, cooler. What happened then? What if it was seasonably warm? There's so many variables. What you're trying to do to be more successful in tournament fishing is reduce as many variables as you can and have a couple game plans. Because you all know, once you get that tournament day, you're going to have all kind of more variables thrown at you during the day. So the more you can reduce beforehand in your planning and contingency plans, the better you'll be prepared to do well in tournament.
Hi, this is Bobby Labonte, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, have you entered to win our giant fall hunting package yet? It's from Kinder Outdoors, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Dillon Hunting Blinds. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, and we're going to draw a winner in mid-December. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com to win a 6x6 Dillon bow and rifle combo blind on a 5-foot tower and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. Valued at over $6,000. This will be a humdinger of a ho-ho-ho. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these Native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nestra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nestra Championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nestra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Hunters and fishermen gather here every week. Boy, we need another freezer. This camp house is Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we welcome the millions of new gun owners across America, and we welcome you to join us in defense of your precious right to protect your family and property. Join us at BigGame.org.
Welcome back to our campfire here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and hey, here's how you get a hold of us. It's 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. If you want to give us a call, the website is kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R. And by the way, lots of ways for you to listen to the show. Great radio stations all across North America, Sirius XM, both Saturday and Sunday, and listen on demand anytime you want. Your favorite podcast provider knows all about Kinder Outdoors, and they'll send you a free weekly download if you just tell them to. You'll find us on Pandora, and yeah, all of the podcast providers have us. I got a note a couple of weeks ago from Elizabeth Donaldson. She says, "Hey, Billy, I'm not a hunter or a fisherwoman, but I do like to target shoot with the hubby. Question, do you have a source for some good beef jerky?" Well, I haven't had that question before, Elizabeth, but it does bring back some great memories. For a lot of years, I've hunted around Post, Texas, not too far from Lubbock. And there's a meat market in Post named Jackson's that makes a peppered jerky. And they make it out of better cuts of beef, not throwaway stuff. They also make a non-peppered. And I guess that's about the best I've ever run across. That used to be stop number one when we'd go bird hunting in Post. Drop by the camp house, leave me a note. KinderOutdoors.com. My taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy. I wanted to talk to him a while back about antler shrinkage. Is it real? Does that really happen? How much do they shrink? From the time you walk from the deer blind to your animal, those antlers tend to shrink a little bit. Sometimes you drop them off at the taxidermist, and by the time you pick them up, your memory and that mount don't match. Let's see what the taxidermist, Roy Holdridge from True Life Taxidermy, Granbury, Texas, has to say about antler and horn shrinkage. Roy, I want to talk about antler shrinkage and horn shrinkage today. I've had some ground shrinkage in my life, you know, where I shot that big old deer from the blind, and when I walked up to him, he was laying on the ground. He wasn't quite as big. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. Yeah, it happens to everybody.
I think that's happened to anybody who hunts. That's happened. Your white-tailed deer, your mule deer, your elk, your axis deer, all antlered animals. What are some examples of horned animals that we would hunt?
Well, we, you know, as far as horned animals is antelope, you know, sheep of any kind there. I mean, we all call the deer horns, but they're not. They're really antlers. And the ones, basically, the ones that shed their horns, antlers, every year, that's an antler. You know, yeah. It's not really a horn. We can call them whatever we want to, but that's an antler. The ones that just keep them all the time there and just keep growing. So all of the African antelope and, you know, and our pronghorn antelope or, you know, the any of the sheep, all of that is horned animals, and they don't ever shed. They just continue to keep growing.
Right. Okay, now those antlered animals, we don't have to worry about shrinkage maybe as much as we would with a horned animal, am I right?
Yes, that's right. The horned animals really, I mean, they are going to shrink a little bit, not very much. The only thing that really that I see is the spread on them. Sometimes if they're just sitting there and they go to dry and they'll pull in a little bit, and it may have had a 20-inch spread when you killed them, and then all of a sudden, well, wait a minute, that's only 19 and a half, you know. And so, you know, one thing that you can do, if it's 20-inch spread, just cut a 1x2 20 inches long and put it in between the horns there and antlers. See, I even call them horns. Yeah, anyway, yeah. Put them in there, and then when they're done drying, they can't pull.
That's a great tip. I've never thought of that before, because I'm sure you've probably had guys before come in, oh, they shot that deer with a 20-inch spread, and then they come in to pick him up. Well, he's dried. Through that drying period is what we're talking about, a little bit of shrinkage in there. And now he's only 19 inches inside, or 18 and a half, and they're saying, Roy, this is not the deer I brought you.
Yeah, usually they won't shrink that much. Yeah. I mean, they're not, but I mean, they will pull just a little bit, you know. I mean, they will, but they normally wouldn't shrink an inch like that. But
cut yourself a piece of 2x4 or whatever, and the same interior width of those antlers, stick it in there, and then let those horns dry, like you were telling us, and you can avoid that. I've never thought of that before. Let's talk about those antlers that we bring in velvet. Some guys love to shoot an animal in velvet. I'm a hard horn guy. I like good, slick, hard horns on my deer. But some guys prefer, and they actually chase deer in velvet or axis deer, whatever, in velvet. You can expect a lot more shrinkage there, right?
Definitely, definitely. Now, if you get, I mean, when we're talking about the horns in velvet there, it depends on what stage they're in. But I mean, they've just got all the blood in them, and you know, they're soft, and so if you was just take them off, they would actually rot because of all of that in there.
Wow.
So you need to preserve it one way or another. If they're hard all the way to the tip and they're just about ready to rub out, then you know, we can tan them here. We mix up a tanning solution just like we would with the skins and soak them. But if they're really earlier on and they're really soft, the absolute best way is to freeze dry them. It just costs a good bit of money to do that and takes a little bit of time. If they're kind of in between, sometimes you know, we can inject them with and try and force all of the blood out of them and then get them dried out. But they definitely will shrink more than a hardened antler would.
Yeah, so just expect that. If you're chasing that that dream that you want hanging on the wall in velvet, you can expect a lot more shrinkage, depending upon the stage, as Roy was saying, of that velvet. Freeze-dry, what is that process? Is that something that someone can do on their own? Do they need to bring that animal to you?
No, it's something that you have to have a very expensive machine to do. And so if they're full of the fluid and whatnot, then they actually inject it and where it stays up nice and full. And when they put it in that machine, it gets it so cold, way, way colder than a freezer would. And it actually, the best way I could describe it is like if you was to put some meat in the freezer and not wrap it up and just leave it and come back next year, had just be all dried.
Yeah.
It just does it real, real fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. How long have you been doing this now?
I've been doing nothing but this full time for over, it's 30 plus years.
And how many, do you have any idea how many countries around the world, people all over the world, different countries have used your taxidermy business in Little Granbury, Texas?
A lot. I wouldn't have any idea, but a lot.
Not a clue, and there's a reason they send them to you from all over the world. I hope to bring you a big one this fall, Roy.
I hope you do, too. You've been doing pretty good.
Roy Holdridge, True Life Taxidermy, Granbury, Texas. See, that wasn't your imagination. There is a little shrinkage there in those antlers. Hey, come join me at Joshua Creek Ranch in January. I'm going to go down and enjoy a world-class bird hunt, incredible dining and lodging, 5-star. And I'm also going to shoot a couple of axis deer while I'm there for the freezer. Your entire family will absolutely fall in love with this ranch, Joshua Creek Ranch. It's a free-range hunt, and it's COVID safe. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. General Chuck Yeager passed away on Monday. And not only was he a famous test pilot and fighter pilot, an imposing and respected figure in American history. But he was also a hunter. He grew up hunting the hills of West Virginia, where he was born. Then his career took his hunts around the globe. He's got some great stories to tell, and we're going to hear them all in the next hour of Kinder Outdoors. So, go grab yourself a biscuit and sausage, stretch your legs a few minutes, and then meet me right back here along with General Chuck Yeager on DSC's Kinder Outdoors.
Fish came from our waters, the meat from our fields, the heritage and history from our hearts. Glad you're in camp with us at Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we work tirelessly for hunters, anglers, sports shooters, campers, hikers, and nature lovers at home and around the globe every day. Join the wild movement at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our campfire here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate that. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. And for your hardworking bird dog guys, it's the choice of 89% of the field trial champions across North America. The champions are fed Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas. President Trump has been good to the conservation, hunting, and fishing world. And here's another good step taken by the president. He signed into law the Accelerating Veterans Recovery Outdoors Act the other day. The Accelerating Veterans Recovery Outdoors Act. That legislation will identify and recommend policies that promote public lands and waters as health and wellness care for military veterans. It directs the Department of Veterans Affairs to establish an interagency task force dedicated to utilizing U.S. public lands and waters as health and wellness treatment for our very finest, our veterans. Very cool. Ted Cruz. There's a U.S. senator that we're pretty proud of here in the great state of Texas. He went deer hunting down in South Texas last week and shot a real nice, beautiful, typical white-tailed deer. And like a lot of us, he had his picture taken and posted it on social media talking about a beautiful day in South Texas. And that's when the far-left America-hating communists jumped on him and called him nasty names that no one should ever utter. I do not understand people who spend the majority of their life telling other people where to go, how to live, what to do. And then if people don't follow their commands, they reach into their bag of dirty words and fling them like manure. I would think that that's a pretty miserable life. Hats off, Ted Cruz, and congratulations on a great buck. You don't have to wait until February to get in on the bidding at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, widely known in the outdoor industry for their incredible auctions, plural. The live auctions are open for bidding now. They opened up the other day. 2021 DSC Reflections Convention is now accepting bids for their live auction. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com and learn more. State biologists in Texas have now confirmed it. It was a mountain lion. Rowlett, Texas, a suburb of Dallas. They think it was a young male on the prowl, traveling, just passing through, and will probably never be seen in Rowlett again. The email got my attention when I looked at the subject line. It said, Jesus and President Trump. It was from Michael Mitchell. Emory, Texas. Man, you live in Emory, Texas. You own a bass boat, and you fish Lake Fork. I bet you. Michael says, good morning. I really appreciate your stand for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and President Trump. I know that the good Lord is in control, but it could be an interesting next 4 years. Thank you, and God bless you. Michael Mitchell, Emory, Texas. Michael, thank you for the note. And yeah, you're right. Dale Wagner lives in Montreal, Missouri. And he writes, hey, my lab gets all fired up when he hears those critters when your show starts. I had knee replacement surgery in November. This is the first opening day deer season I've missed in 50 years. But I had Billy Kinder Outdoors to listen to. Be blessed, Dale. Dale Wagner, thank you for listening in Montreal, Missouri, and I hope you're back in the deer woods soon. Thanks for the note. Got a dog with an itchy coat. Older dog needs added glucosamine. A puppy? Well, they need a special diet, too. And that's why there are so many Purina Pro Plan formulas. And all of those formulas are at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Stuart B. is 62 years old. And when the Coast Guard finally located him, he was about 86 miles east of Port Canaveral, Florida. He departed Cape Marina in Port Canaveral on November 27th, but he didn't return. A missing man report came in at 11:40 on Sunday, November 28th. Someone at the Cape Marina that knew Stewart said that he doesn't stay out overnight on his boat. Something's wrong. The Coast Guard took to the air, alerted civilians in that region of water, and working together, they got Stewart back on dry land. He was drifting out the wrong way. They're stocking trout in Texas waters again. It's cool enough now that they can survive until you go catch your five. Take the kids. It's a winter tradition in Texas where we actually get to catch trout. Most 2021 conservation get-togethers, expos, are going to be virtual. Dallas Safari Club is going to do it in person in February, and it's going to be a huge crowd. Everybody's ready to get out. And up in Overland Park, Kansas, the Open Season Sportsman's Expo Series will be in person at the Overland Park Convention Center, Friday, March 12th through Sunday, March 14th.
I'm Stephen Scott with the Midwestern State University Bass Team, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org, and I'll see you in February.
It's really exciting to see right now. The one thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
Buffalo Wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in Buffalo Wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30, chasing muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. We wear them out, we'll replace them.
The BuffaloWoolCo.com.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house. Kinder Outdoors partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
From the quiet solace of winter ice in Rainy Lake, Minnesota, to the howling winds of the western peaks, the bass-laden Kissimmee chain, and New Zealand's bountiful trout streams, we fight for all wildlife and wild places at DSC. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back. Glad you're here. Thanks for spending time with us in our camp house at Kinder Outdoors. The website is kinderoutdoors.com, and that's like kindergarten, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com. That's where you go register to win our big fall contest, a $6,000 package overall, $4,000 hunting blind, top of the line, best they make at Dillon Manufacturing, one-piece fiberglass construction. This blind is a 6 foot by 6 foot octagon. It has both bow and rifle windows. So, hey, listen, that octagon shape, that's going to give you a complete 360 view and shooting area. It's a nice blind. Plus, it sits on a 5 foot tower with the ladder, handrail, and porch all included. Then it's off to Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery Wild Game Processing and Event Center to do a little shopping, a $2,000 shopping spree, as you deck your blind with bows and arrows. Hey, come enter. Have everyone you know enter, because we're going to draw a winner real soon. Time is running out. KinderOutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R. A true American hero, General Chuck Yeager, passed away on Monday. He was 97 years old. Born February 13, 1923, in Miro, West Virginia, and served in the United States Army Air Forces and the United States Air Force from 1941 to 1975, as long as they'd let him. At retirement, he was Brigadier General. He fought in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. He won the Air Force Distinguished Service Medal, the Army Distinguished Service Medal. And when I sat down with him just a few years back, I discovered something else about him. He was a great guy, easy to talk to, and he enjoyed hunting. We're going to look back at General Chuck Yeager in his own words now at Kinder Outdoors. Enjoy, as he takes us back to World War II and recalls being shot down in France, where our ally, the French, helped him and took care of him until he could safely rejoin U.S. forces.
He said, well, I'll put you with the Maquis, the French resistance forces, and they'll take care of you and then move you farther south to the border, and then they'll help you through the border to Spain. And so I spent quite a few days in the mayor's in a little tiny shack behind his house, and the Germans never did get into that area, mm-hmm. and he protected me. And finally, after about 2 months of running around with the Maquis, we moved every night, and they stole cattle, and the British would drop them a canister or two with Halifaxes, and they had radio contact with the airplanes, and they'd drop these big canisters by parachute and have counterfeit meat ration stamps, mm-hmm. bread ration stamps, ammunition, guns, explosives, and it was a natural for me because my dad was in the natural gas drilling business in West Virginia, and Dad would put me in charge of the explosives for blowing up, fracturing the earth,
sure,
3,000 feet deep, shoot the well,
right,
crack it around. And so it was easy for me to teach these guys how to cut these fuses for the right length when they were blowing up bridges and roads and things like that. So I stayed with the Maquis about 2 months, and
right,
they moved every night, and they were really dedicated to shoot, and they hurt the Germans very bad. So.
And don't get the credit that they deserve there.
Yeah, that's right. They were the nicest people, and they say they had 1,600 American pilots in Spain,
yes, sir,
and every one of them was helped over us by a Frenchman,
right,
and many of them lost their lives, and people don't realize how dedicated they were in helping the Americans.
I have the original book, Jaeger, that documents all of this, and I've had it since it. I bet I'm one of the first people to buy it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to get you to sign it for me today.
Okay.
And when I read that, I just think, what a generation. And I'm not the first. My dad fought in World War II.
Yeah.
He was in France. And what a generation you come from. I can't. If I could go back in time and come from a generation of people, it would be the American people in your generation.
Yeah, and also you have to realize where you come from. Like West Virginia was a place where,
right,
everything was face value. Nobody lied because they killed you.
Right.
And that's just the way we were raised. And everybody lived face value.
Absolutely. Truth meant a lot back then.
Yeah.
Being a Texan, I think we have a lot in common with you West Virginians.
Yeah.
Well, now, I also read in your book that you've never been more comfortable than in the cockpit of a fighter jet or in the woods with your deer rifle.
Yeah, that's basically, where you're free to do what you want to.
Yeah.
And I've spent about 67 years in Air Force cockpits, and that's a long time. And,
yes, sir.
And I'm very lucky that I've stayed healthy enough to, and the Air Force let me serve as a consultant test pilot after I retired, because you're only allowed to spend 35 years in the military on active duty.
Right.
Well, I did. Then when I retired in 1975, the Air Force came to me and said, would you serve as a consultant test pilot for $1 a year?
And, my goodness.
And I said, yeah, man, as long as I don't have to buy the fuel.
Right.
And so I worked on all the research airplanes, like the F-15s, F-16s, and F-20s, and others.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because we were developing weapon systems that are still used today.
See? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You bet. But Bud Anderson said that you're the best fighter pilot that he had ever known in his life. And you said the same thing about him.
Well,
who wins that?
Basically, fighters, when we were flying them back in the 40s and 50s, there's no help from radar. You depend on eyesight. And we had visual acuity of some 20/10 in each eye. And we would spot the enemy fighters farther away than most of the guys in the squadron could.
Uh-huh.
And you had to set yourself up to come in out of the sun and blow them out. So
right,
that's basically the big help. Today, everything's done for you. You carry missiles that you home on the enemy and lock them on and fire them and then go home because they do the work for you.
Right. Now, after 8 missions and you were downed in France, and then you had a long journey to get out of France. And
well, it was on March 5th, 1944, we made the first daylight raid on Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And it really the whole force of B-17s and B-24s that were scheduled to hit Berlin got in bad weather. I mean, really, really bad weather. And there was only one box of 36 B-17s that went ahead and made it to Berlin. And there was only two of us Mustangs with them.
Oh, my.
And because weather was stinking. And all the guys in our group were lost. They couldn't find the bombers. Well, me and another guy found them. We stayed with the bombers, and they bombed Berlin. And I noticed the 109 trying to come in on him, and so I shot him down and then damaged the Heike 111K and then stayed with him all the way back to the channel, English Channel, and then took him home. And then I went back to my outfit, and we were the only two that found the bombers and stayed with them. But that's the way weather was, really, really stinking.
Right.
And you had no nav aids, no nothing. You just flew till you seen England, and then you try to find your base or any base.
Literally all by
bases sight. Bases every 10 miles. Sure. So if you couldn't find yours, you'd land at somebody else's base.
More from the great General Chuck Yeager in a few minutes. Hats off to Purina Pro Plan for bringing us this corner of the camp house at Kinder Outdoors. I've fed it for decades. You'll find it at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's, like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments, even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. If you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple to use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds. Conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom, so your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Outdoorsmen and women, hunters, shooters, and fishers are the reason that wild creatures roam bountifully in wild places. This is where we come together to talk about it. Kender Outdoors is partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC is at the forefront of support for true science-based conservation that makes life better for wild places, wild things, and future generations. Learn more about us at biggame.org.
Hey, thanks for circling our campfire with us here at Kender Outdoors. This is a tremendous offer from my friends Joe and Ann Kershaval at Joshua Creek Ranch, Burney, Texas. It's their holiday doe special. Unguided, so you're hunting on your own, which is really cool. I like that. And you can shoot two white-tailed does for $650 or two of those lip-smacking, freezer-filling Axis does for $800. That price includes two half-day sits, and they're going to gut your deer for you. Plus, they're throwing in the bobcats, foxes, and varmints. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch, COVID-free Joshua Creek Ranch, when you come see me at KenderOutdoors.com. Here is a guy that is no stranger to the Texas Hill Country, my good friend Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail. Larry, here we are. Believe it or not, already moving deep into December, moving into the second half of December. Santa Claus will be coming in just a couple of weeks. I'm already starting to think about spring crappie some. I'm stocking up, getting ready for that, and I'm going to go down to Joshua Creek and shoot a couple of Axis deer in January. But, hey, there's late-season whitetails still running around out there that we need to address, too.
Thank goodness hunting seasons aren't quite over yet, but you know, I know you're like me. You're looking forward to doing a bunch of stuff this spring with turkey hunting and doing some fishing. But you know what? We've got a few days of deer hunting left this year.
We sure do. Yeah, and it's deep in the year, and the hardcore guys are still going at it, and those that don't let the weather bother them too much, and those that have had a tough year, and they're still looking to put that first deer in the freezer, and it just hasn't happened yet. Let's talk about post-rut white-tailed deer, deep in the winter, food supplies low. Are we going to hunt any differently? Are there some tactics we might employ now that we wouldn't have earlier?
To me, I think one of the most important things is to go hunting. Don't look for excuses not to go. It's too cold, or it ought to be warm right now, and it's cold, or it's cold and ought to be warm. You know, one of those things down there. Just get out and hunt. You're right. I mean, I'm kind of snickering there because on my property, I have not taken a deer yet this year. I've hunted elsewhere and taken deer, so I'm still hunting. I'm one of those guys that's went to fill the freezer from my own little place. And
I haven't had a chance to take a deer yet, but one of the things that I'm doing really spend a lot of time at is hunting those food sources. Now, in our instance, we still have acorns on the ground, and they're an unbelievable number of acorns in some of the places that I've hunted. So hunting has been increasingly tough, but with these last days, the acorns with the rains that we've had, cold weather, those would be starting to go by the wayside. So if you've got a green spot around somewhere, it looks like it's got a little bit of extra food in front of you, that's probably a good place to hunt. But right now, to me, it's going to come down to hunting those food sources. There still may be a little rutting activity that occurs this late because our six-month-old duck ponds that we have now are in such good body condition with the year that we've had nutritionally for deer that some of those are going to start having their first estrus food. So some of those bucks are going to be out looking for those younger does as well, too. But food sources have got to be the primary resource to look for right now.
Yeah, we've got less cover to hide ourselves, so we also need to think about, it was pretty early to hide in a bush about a month and a half ago, or a month ago anyway, still. But now things are a little thinner, so we've got to, especially on the spot and stalk, maybe move a little slower.
You know, I think that's one of the very important things that you mentioned right there is to move slow. Do pick up on rapid movement. And I've played around with it a lot over the past where you kind of flick your finger, flick your hand, and immediately they'll lift up. But if you kind of move your hand very slow, orchestrated, kind of in a manner that they may just kind of look over that direction, but you don't see those ears come forward and the tension. So you're right, moving slow. And as I've gotten older, that's one thing I found out about hunting. I used to be one of those guys that just could not sit still and had to be on the move all the time and move fast. But as I've gotten older, I've started hunting slowly, and amazingly, I have seen so many more animals than I have in the past. So that slow movement of not getting too excited to move, and if you do see a deer, just let that deer look at you, wait for it to turn a little bit, and the tension goes away from you, then that's when you can move on those spot and stalk hunts that most of us love to do this time of year anyway.
Yeah, the same old rules apply late in the year as they do early on. Be patient.
Yes, sir.
Move slow. Like my old friend Ray Sasser, we lost Ray in 2018,
yes.
But like Ray used to say, deer hunting is many hours of boring misery followed by a few seconds of exceptional joy.
Dave is exactly right in that estimation as far as I'm concerned. And that's really the way it is. But if you're going to move slowly. If you're sitting in a blind somewhere, rather than any kind of jerky movements, just whenever you move real slow, kind of keep an eye on that animal. If you do happen to see that animal out there, and watch what it's doing. And if it happens to look away, that's the time to move rather than trying to move when it's kind of staring there with kind of bull right through you.
You know, Larry, and I'm sure this is varies from property to property, but some of the better bucks that I don't see during the rut and that I don't see, certainly don't see early season, sometimes from year to year, I'll get a glimpse of them or I'll catch them on camera in the daylight where they haven't been all year long because they're looking for that browse. They really need it.
You're exactly right. And that's kind of what's happened on our place. Last year, the deer totally changed their patterns compared to what they did last year. But usually this last week of the season, we've got a late muzzleloader season coming up right after the regular hunting season, right before the DSC convention. And a lot of times we'll see bucks during those last days that we don't see any other time except for maybe we might have seen them in August. But now they're hungry, and now they're moving, and they're moving a little bit more during daylight hours. So that's exactly right. A lot of times, too, I mean, I'm one of those that looks a lot at the activity charts. And I found that deer, they're not pressured, and a lot of things are kind of pretty good. They'll move according to those activity charts. And a lot of times that means they're moving toward the middle part of the day. And I keep coming back to that. That's really a good time to take those old mature bucks because they've learned over the years that, for the most part, we as hunters hunt early in the morning, late in the afternoon, and they have a tendency to move during that time when we're not there. So sometimes if you stay out all day, you might be able to fool that old buck.
Yep, that's exactly right. And it might not be a long look, but you might get your only look of the year in person with that big rascal for sure. Larry? Not long, then we're going to be together in Dallas for another Dallas Safari Club convention and expo.
I can't wait. You know, to me, that's the one show that I look forward to every year. And I know you're the same way.
really is, you know, both have said in the past, it's a big family reunion, and it's a huge family reunion. About 50,000 people that like minds like you and I have. And it's just an absolutely fabulous event.
I'm looking forward to it like a kid at Christmas. Same story every year. I can't wait to get there and hate it when it's over. Hey, come join me at Joshua Creek Ranch. Shoot some of those pheasants. I promise you're going to find birds at Joshua Creek Ranch. It's a world-class hunting facility. That's what Beretta and Orvis say. Come experience this five-star hunt for yourself. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at KinderOutdoors.com. Master Chef John Bonnell, tell us what you're going to do with those pheasants when we bring them to you from Joshua Creek.
Brother, I can help you with that. Pheasant is one of my favorites. Tell you what I do. First, I start by breasting out the pheasant, cut them into some reasonably thick kind of strips. Then I soak the meat in buttermilk with a few shots of hot sauce, dredge it in flour, and fry them quickly. Everybody loves a good fried pheasant strip, I can promise you.
They make great soups, all kinds of things you can do with a pheasant.
You bet. I love using the smoker as well. It's one of my go-tos for birds that are lean like that. And what we'll do is always brine your pheasants first. Look up any good turkey brine recipe and it'll work. When you brine a bird, you're adding moisture to it before you even get started, and that's a great thing.
Hi, I'm champion waterfowl caller Eric Guggenheim. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. The Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, have you entered to win our giant fall hunting package yet? It's from Kinder Outdoors, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Dillon Hunting Blinds. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, and we're going to draw a winner in mid-December. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com to win a 6x6 Dillon bow and rifle combo blind on a 5-foot tower and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. Valued at over $6,000. This will be a humdinger of a ho-ho-ho. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
There's a lot of brand new gun owners in America this year. In fact, there are about 6.9 million new gun owners. And if you're feeling lonely and left out, you need serious counseling with Robert Cantrell at Texas Outdoors on the Benbrook Weatherford Traffic Circle in Southwest Fort Worth. Stretch out on the old counseling couch and let Robert guide you through the joys of Second Amendment satisfaction. Texas Outdoors has just what the doctor ordered. A large selection of consignment pistols, rifles, and shotguns. And while you're all comfy on that couch, Robert might just slip a pair of those Chippewa snake-proof boots on your feet. Men's and ladies in five different styles. Texas Outdoors has the entire Filson line of shirts, chaps, socks, coats, and luggage, and can order anything Filson that you can dream of. He can even put a West Texas Legend Moremaker knife in your Christmas stocking. Not many folks around here can do that. Texas Outdoors has been in business for 36 Christmases now, which means that old Robert is doing something right, unlikely as that may be. Nothing says Merry Christmas like a new gun from Texas Outdoors in Southwest Fort Worth. There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon Hunting Blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf Fishhawk.com. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club. Now that's good camp house company.
Every single day we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, if I were you, I'd hotfoot it over there to kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com, and get myself registered. That drawing is coming up just in time for old Santa Claus. If you have any questions about our contest, Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, I'm available, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. These days, it's hard to find a true hero, and if you do find a true hero in the United States, the communist left is taking shots at them and trying to beat them down. The once proud Democratic Party, now controlled by who knows how deep it goes. I guess that's what makes it even more painful when we lose a true hero like General Chuck Yeager, who died on Monday. We're going to pick up with our conversation with him that we had on his birthday just a few years back.
You know, we never knew bird dogs when we were kids.
Right.
So we pretty well learned you shot turkey and grouse and stuff like that on your own.
Right.
You had to creep up on stuff like that.
Right.
And we never had any dogs. And this was interesting to me when I came down here to Abilene for the DRI program. These professional guys bring their dogs in, and I was amazed. Those dogs are fabulous to watch them work birds.
Yes,
and
they are.
And they're really well trained.
Yes, they
and
are.
And so it was interesting to me to see them. But that's something that was new to us. We never used dogs when we were kids.
Right.
Except for treeing squirrels.
Right.
Or coons at night.
Sure.
And things like that.
Right.
Our big source of meat, that squirrel, something that's just, we love squirrel. We go out and shoot half a dozen. Mama's make squirrel and dump them. And then we'd shoot rabbits. She'd fry those up.
Absolutely.
You'd shoot bear if they're under 2 years old.
Right.
And skin them out, cut the fat off. Mom grind them up and put seasoning in them and then patties and then pressure cook them in quart jars.
And right.
That was a good source of meat.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
That sounds good right now. Now, General Yeager, when you entered the Air Force, you entered as an enlisted man.
Yeah, I enlisted at age 18, and I was one of those. I went through flying school as a corporal with two-striper, and when we graduated, got our wings, see, the Air Force was taking cadets in. Now, a cadet had to have 2 years of college and be 20 years of age. Well, in 1941, by the latter half of 41, before the war started, they weren't getting enough applicants from the cadet program. So they lowered it to the flying sergeant program. All you needed was a high school diploma and be 18 years of age. And they brought us in with the cadets, and we were younger, and we weren't educated. The cadets had 2 years of college.
Right.
And we had a big advantage over the cadets, the sergeant pilots did, because we had been working on the airplanes.
Yeah.
And we came in out of the maintenance area.
Right.
And so we knew the airplanes better,
inside
so we were better pilots. And I, when I graduated, then they had finished making a sergeant pilot, because it wasn't very right to make a sergeant go do things that a lieutenant did at three times the pay. So
right.
They made them flight officers, same as a warrant officer. And I stayed a flight officer. He's 17 months in combat. And it wasn't an easy life, because what combat rank doesn't mean anything.
Right.
It's ability to see and lead.
Right.
And I was leading guys, lieutenant colonels, who were squadron commanders, and they didn't take kindly to something like that. But I could see better than they could and fight better than they could. So
right.
That's the way it was. It wasn't an easy life, but sure. I stayed a flight officer 17 months and finally made second lieutenant. And then from there on up, it's just right place, right time.
Oh, I know better than that. Young man from West Virginia,
yes.
Serves his military as an enlisted man in the Air Force, and now you're revered by presidents. Your name is known around the world. What a life you've had. Can you look back on it and say, this was the best part of my life?
Yeah, basically, also I've flown in every country with them, and they always, I was over flying the Airbus 380 last fall in France with the Airbus people.
Right.
I've flown all of the airplanes that the British have, and the Germans, and the
right.
Swedes, and Japanese, and
right.
and it's they accept you based on your face value.
Sure.
Works out pretty good.
Well, now, while all your years in the military, did you ever have time to break away and do any hunting, or did you kind of get away from it during that time?
Man, you wouldn't believe. I'd fly down here to Abilene with Speck Childs and Mal McElwain and some of the guys and hunt with them.
Huh.
I've hunted I was stationed in Pakistan for 2 years
uh-huh.
for the war with India, flying with their Air Force. And,
yeah.
and hell, I was hunting all over the Himalayas, shooting Marco Polo for meat.
Ah, yeah, I would love to sit next to you through some of the parts of your life. It's just an amazing life.
It was interesting.
You bet it was.
Yeah, I have one place. I'm not a trophy hunter, so I've never hunted Africa,
uh-huh.
and I have no desire, because I'm a meat hunter, really,
right.
and every fall I go out and shoot a yearling cow elk, and
uh-huh.
hopefully with milk on its mouth.
You're out
but,
for the meat.
But I'm after meat, and I hunt elk and young 2-year-old yearling.
Yeah, right. Well, now, when you were stationed in Wyoming, you loved hunt antelope.
Yeah, we couldn't get anything. You know, people would frown on something that we did, but we couldn't get anything but bologna in the mess hall.
Right.
It was a chunk of bologna, 8 inches in diameter and 3 feet long.
Oh, yeah.
Slice it up, and that's what you ate.
Right.
And I said, and in 1943, we were stationed in Casper with P-39s at training, and we went from there overseas to combat, and
uh-huh.
we couldn't get any meat in the mess hall, but this bologna. It was terrible.
Yes, sir.
And so I sent about 15 of my guys out with 3 weapons carriers and butcher knives, and I went out in a P-39 and charged 250 caliber machine guns, and I herded up about 200 antelope next to a road where I had the guys stationed.
Sure.
And then strafed them, and they cut the good meat off of them.
Right.
And we had antelope steaks for the next month, and then they sent us to Europe.
When a man's hungry, a man's hungry.
Well, there wasn't any hunting, and game was
sure.
thick. But
and it still
that's
is.
It. We just looked at it just. Something to harvest and eat. Then that's what we did.
You betcha. I can't tell you what an honor it is to sit down with you, and I know that your time is limited, and I'll not ask you for any more of it. But
well, no problem. We're just up here, and it'll probably be waiting in. I'll stay in the truck tomorrow and eat pecans. Sometimes get too cold for an old person.
Well, I'm not going to call you old,
yeah.
not as long as you're breaking the sound barrier. Just so pleased to have General Chuck Yeager on the show this morning. What do you see for your flying future? You've got a birthday.
Yeah, well, I think I can fly light airplanes. You know,
uh-huh.
I don't have to fly military stuff.
Right.
And, yeah, I still, guy loans you, or people loan you an airplane, and it's
right.
not very much to get step into one from one airplane to another.
Do you still get
just like cars?
You've flown so many incredible missions and seen so many incredible things from the cockpit. Do you still get a great feeling when you're in the air?
Yeah, basically when your machinery's working good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think when that machinery's not working good, that would.
Well, that's something you can't help. You just
right.
yeah, that depends on good maintenance.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you're an American hero. You are my hero. Thank you, and God bless you for serving our country.
Thank you very much.
Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
General Chuck Yeager, what a gentleman. Thank you.
Thank you.
The great Brigadier General Chuck Yeager, brought to you by
my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. He died Monday at 97 years of age. They've taken great precautions to make sure you arrive, hunt, and leave healthy at Joshua Creek Ranch. Perfect place to go during these tough times. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. All out of time, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together and invite you back here next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.